Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Some of us have lost the most important truth about that because we've gotten a little lax. Now let me tell you something. This is a sermon today that we all need to know. Because this is getting back to the basics. This is getting back to what salvation is about. This is what we live on. Amen. And as I was a little child sitting on a pew in Griffin, Georgia, back there watching my granddaddy sing, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Now, your pastor can't sing. Now, y'all can talk back and give me some amens, but your pastor can't sing. But as a little child, I heard that song, and it meant something to me because I didn't understand when I got cut, when I got hurt, and I seen blood, it hurt, and I didn't understand. And all I wanted was a Band-Aid. All I wanted was a Band-Aid. But hallelujah, that the blood that was shed upon that cross was for me. It was for me. It was for you. Because see, that was the ultimate price. No blood means no salvation. Amen? No blood means no salvation. No blood means no redemption. No blood means no forgiveness. No blood means no sanctification. And no blood means no future. Amen? Without the blood, the gospel is no gospel. Without the blood, this cross is just two beams of wood. Amen? We all agree? Amen. As the songwriter wrote, our cleansing, our wholeness, our pardon, our hope, our peace, our righteousness, and overcoming, all is based on nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen, church. Hallelujah. How many's glad to be back in your seat? Amen. Luke chapter 22, verse 20. Luke chapter 22, verse 20. It says, "Likewise, also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood, which I shed for you." Amen. He shed for us. He shed for you. Jesus' blood did away with all sin. Amen. Jesus' blood did away with all sin, Sister Becky. All sin, not just some of it, all of it. It tells us this in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 26. "For then most he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by sacrificing himself." Himself. Amen. You may think sins is behind some of the problems in your life. Some of us try to beat ourselves up for past sins. You know, I once heard somebody say, "Well, that's just a price that I had to pay for the way I used to live before I got saved." Oh, Lord Jesus, bless their hearts. Because, see, my Bible, my tool book tells me this. Once I got saved and I asked God to come into my heart and dump that holy blood all over me and wash me white as snow, let me tell you something, church, those sins were forgotten. They were buried in the deepest part of the ocean. Amen? To never be brought up again. Because he paid the ultimate price. He said, "I forgive you. It's over and done with. Don't mention it again." Remember that. Amen? I have lost my place. Yes, I am. I'm excited. I'm excited because you know what? As I said Wednesday night, we're home. We're home. This is home. Amen? Today I can tell you that Jesus has already forgiven you.
All you have to do is ask. Yeah, but Pastor, my sin's a little bit worse than maybe somebody else's sin. What does the Bible say? Sin is sin. There's no greater degree. Sin is sin. All you got to do is say, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. Wash it away. Amen. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let me ask you again. What can make you whole again? What can wash away the sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I want you to remember that. Because when you go home tonight, when you lay your head on that pillow, I'm not going to keep you here all night. But when we go home and we go and we lay down, that's what we're going to go to sleep with. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm going to tell you something, church. In this resting period, your pastor's had some dreams. Your pastor's had some visions. Your pastor's been praying long and hard. My knees are hurting as I've been down on my knees praying, thanking God for some things and asking Him what's the new chapter. Because I'm going to tell you something. God's coming back. And I'm going to tell you something. Is if you're listening and you're watching the world current events, it's closer today than it was. We've been talking about this for weeks. And I don't know, but we ain't the only church talking about it. They're talking about it across the land. Jesus is coming soon. It's amazing to me how leaders of other countries are dying off just cause. No, sir. No, ma'am. It ain't just cause. God's in this thing. God allowed a time as this. God has allowed us. You listen to me. God has allowed us to take a rest. I had a dream. And I was up preaching. And I was up on the front row. I'd walked down the aisle. And I got down to the front. And I went this way. And I looked back. It was weird because the church didn't look like this, but it was our church. And all of y'all were here. And it was like I was down lower. And the seats kind of went up like this. And I said, it's full. Dear Jesus, it's full. And I looked at my dad. My dad was sitting right there. And he said, I told you it was coming.
It is.
Did you hear me? I told you it was coming. By the blood of Jesus, it's coming. It's coming. Amen. It's coming. Jesus' blood paid for your eternal redemption. Amen. He paid for your eternal redemption. 1 Peter 1:18-19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold. Amen. 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 We mean more than silver and gold. Amen. Yes. From your vein. Amen. Conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ. The precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish or without spot.
Yes.
Woo! Woo! Do we understand what that means? He picked the perfect. He picked the perfect. Amen. We are washed white as snow. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, church, you and I, all of us was born in sin. We were born to sin. Amen. We were born to sin. We were programmed to screw up. Well, Pastor, you're judging now. It's in your Bible. We all did. We were all programmed to screw up. Sure, you had some good days and you could keep everything in check. You were on top of the world. You thought, hey man, today the sun's shining. It's 75.6 degrees. My car's running perfect. I got a full tank of gas. I got $5 in my pocket for lunch. Everything's going my way.
Hey, man, we haven't felt like that.
But deep down, you knew that your desires, if they were unleashed, would bring destruction. Hey, man, I have been there, guilty as charged. Hey, man, guilty as charged. But you were redeemed from the pointless ways of life by the blood of Jesus. We were redeemed by the pointless ways. Amen. Jesus didn't sneak in and kidnap you from the enemy's camp. No, you were bought with a price. You were bought with a price with something more precious than silver and gold. Does anybody here know what that price was? Anybody? The what? The what? The blood of Jesus. Amen. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Woo. The blood of Jesus. Amen. We were bought fair and square with something more precious than silver or gold. We were bought with the blood of Jesus. Amen. His blood, it is so secure, and it is complete for eternal redemption. Amen. He paid the ultimate price. The devil has no claim over you today. When the devil reminds you of your shortcomings, remind him the perfect blood that redeemed you. Amen. When the devil tries to sit on that right shoulder and tell you you are nothing, just retaliate and tell him, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. I've been bought with a price. No, your silver, nor can your gold redeem that. I've been redeemed by the blood. Amen. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus' blood cleansed and goes on cleansing. Goes on cleansing you from all of your sins. Amen. And all the effects. Listen, in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Amen. We have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ and his Son cleanses us from some of our sins. All of our sins. All of our sins. Not just some of them. Not just the ones that happened today, but all of them. Before the cross, your lab reports testified some symptoms. Your lab reports testified of some symptoms. Sin, guilt, regret, hurt, stress. That's a bad one. Stress. Fear, anxiety, sickness, and disappointment. Disappointment. Whew. Thank you, God, for the blood of Jesus, which washes away all the sin and makes me white as snow. Amen. Jesus' blood sanctifies you. Sanctifies us this morning. Amen. We find this out over in Hebrews. You still turned over to Hebrews? Let's look at chapter 10 and verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness of the blood of Jesus. Amen. Jesus just didn't point us in the right direction and say, there you go, boy. Have at it. You think he did that? Amen. I remember when I was a kid, I didn't know how to swim. I didn't know how to swim. And I went to West Point Lake. I don't even know if y'all remember this. Remember when Carrie had a boat? We all went to West Point Lake. How y'all think I learned how real quick how to swim? Carrie said, sink or swim. Now I made my way back to the top because I'm here today. But it scared me. And I wanted to learn how to swim. So mom and daddy bought me swimming lessons. I got swimming lessons. I learned how to swim. And I'll never forget, graduation day, we got to jump in the 8 foot of water and swim to the shallow end. Let me tell you something, church. I got there that morning. I was like, oh,
Oh, I didn't get a swing when I eat full water.
I was 5 or 6, I can't remember. I got up on that diving board, and I jumped in. And I swam to the shallow end. Why? Because I had somebody right there beside my side the whole way. I knew I wouldn't drown. I knew they had my back. Same way goes with us. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor I forsake you. Amen. Never leave you or forsake you. He takes care of us. He holds our hand. He is our Father. He follows us to the very end. Amen.
Amen.
He don't follow you just while you're awake. He follows you when you're sleeping. He follows us when we're working. He follows us when we get the bad news. We don't need you no more here at work because we've been quarantined. Amen. He follows when we get bad news at the doctor's office. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll follow you to the end. His blood cleanses us, redeems us, our past and our present. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10, 14. For by one offering he hath perfect forever them that are sacrificed. Amen. Amen. Let me ask you a question this morning. As we learn about the blood, I ask you this, I know 700 times, this is going to be 701. What can wash away your sin? What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I want us to really soak that in. Because you know, in the day and the hour that we live in, if anybody gets cut, I see blood. You stay over there. I don't know what's on you. That's the way we've been programmed, right? That's the way we've been programmed. But hallelujah. There's one blood that's perfect. There's one blood that it is so awesome that we can have poured upon us that we come out white as snow, but it still stains us because we change. It still stains us because we're a Christian. We've been saved. We've been bought with a price by His precious blood. Don't misconstrue whatever. Don't misinterpret that we're not stained by His blood, but it's a different stain. Because see, if God is so big and we're so small and He gets inside of us, He's going to stick out somewhere. We've been taught that as a kid, right? That's so very true even as adults. I run into somebody at work. If I run into somebody in the grocery store. If I run into somebody at church, they're going to know something different about me. They're going to know that He's got something. Amen? He's got something. Yeah, I do. It's the blood. It's the blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me white whole? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I ask you, everybody close your eyes this morning. Everybody close your eyes this morning. We've been away from church for a good month. We've been out of the sanctuary for a good month. Some of us has laid the Bible down and not picked it up since this morning. Some of us has opened it up and got deeper into the Word. But this morning I ask you, if Jesus was to come back right now, see, because the Bible tells us no man should know the time or the hour, but it's going to happen with the blink of an eye. It's going to happen so quick, we won't have time to make sure we have things right. So what better day than today. Because I'm going to tell you something, church. Every day when I walk out of my house, my wife don't even know this. Before I get in my truck, I look up and say, today, is it going to be today, God? Is it going to be today? I'm ready. The question is, are you ready? Because see, this church is founded on love and salvation. We ask God to put us in a place to where we can help Him. They need to be saved what's on its way. Lord, we want your house to be used as salvation grounds. And nobody's looking around this morning. But if you just say, Pastor Shane, I feel that tugging on my heart. I want to know more about this blood that you speak of. I have sins in my heart that needs to be washed away. I need to be saved. If you just raise that hand up, listen, I don't want to embarrass nobody, but this will be the best day of your life. You just slip up that hand. Like I said, nobody's looking around the door, God. Nobody's looking around. Maybe you say, Pastor, I'm saved, but I ain't really trying to live like I'm supposed to live for a little while, and I've kind of backslid a little bit on some things, and God hadn't been the center of my world. I hadn't been praying like I should, hadn't been reading the Bible like I should, hadn't been praising His name like I should, and I need to make some things right today. If you're one of those, if you just raise your hand. You just raise that hand. Yes. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you this morning. We thank you for the blood that was shed upon the cross for us. Lord, we thank you for the blood that washed us white as snow. Lord, you had a choice not to die. You had a choice, but you chose. You chose us. You chose to die on the cross that we would live forever. Lord, we thank you. Lord, if there's somebody here this morning that was too scared to raise their hand, Lord, I ask you just to go and put them under such conviction that they run to the altar. They get things right before it's too late. Lord, I thank you for each and every one that is here in your house this morning. Lord, I ask you to go right now to those that are not here. Lord, bless them. Bless them this morning. Give them a peace. Let them know that this thing that we're going through is about to be over. Let them know that you're God and that you're in control. And we give you all praise and honor in everything that we do.